Richard Olds is Aaron's grandfather, a legend of the Gellibrand Footy Club, we're told, and he's been good enough to join us this morning. Good morning, Richard.
Yeah, good morning, Joel.
What do you call me?
Joel.
The more I look back on that interview, the more I think it's one of our best.
I think it is too. And this
what about when you said, when young Aaron's growing up, you said to him, "You get out and have a kick with him in the front yard," and he goes, and he says, "Bit odd, grew up in Perth." That sorted you right out.
I was on the back foot for a little while there. I thought I recovered okay. Someone else sent a text in saying, "Is Richard Mellow Ball's grandfather too?"
Poor old Joel there. Oh, crikey, I'm not recovering. All right. I loved it. In fact, I think we're going to replay it later. George Samios joins us with the wonderful World of Wine. G'day, Georgie.
Good morning. Tough act to follow. We've got the crowd up, that's for sure.
Very tough act to follow for you. How's the old knees, first of all? I'd like to get an update on your knee.
No, they're going well, mate. I'm on fire. Just come back from a walk, so get me.
Hey, George, you know that obviously I know you'd want to congratulate Gary about being chosen to present the Cup if Melbourne win the grand final. Hawthorn many years ago, I think it was probably Dermot that did this, put the tip-top bread in the Cup. You're a Penfolds man. Any chance that you may have a chat to Gary about some, maybe some sort of a little deal on the side?
Oh, I think it's a great opportunity for Penfolds and for Gary. And, you remember when the Australian rugby team won the World Cup in 1991? There was a guy by the name of Chris Handy that played in the front row.
Right.
In 1999, before the start of the final, when John Eales was about to lead the team out for the World Cup final against France, Chris Handy presented a 91 Grange to John Eales and said in front of the team, 91 was a good year, let's make sure 99 is. They, of course, won the game. They drank the Grange after the game. So I think, Gary, I can get you a 64 Grange sent across to Perth. How many sheets do I have to put in the brown paper bag for you to present that at the podium as well?
Is this a bottle for everyone, or is it just to
go
into the
cup? A bottle
cup
that you can open and with the team after the game, but you've got to take it up on the podium. What's it going to cost me as an ambassador?
That's a prime time audience of about 3.6 million, so or more. Oh, you're a top. This is top shelf stuff. We'll have to talk off. Maybe me and Richard Olds could have a bottle each.
Hey, George, would there be how many 64 Penfolds Grange would there be around?
No, not a lot. Not a lot. Obviously, a lot of it was consumed back by then. It's still actually a good wine. I did some research on it when Melbourne got into the grand final because. There will be someone out there that's got some 64s in the cellar. So, it's a good bottle of wine still.
What about, this bloke sent me a text message, a Bin 707 Cab Sav 2016. Drink now or put it down for a while?
No, put it down for a while. 707, awesome Cabernet. 16 was a great vintage, predominantly from Coonawarra, that wine. It's got a long way to go.
Okay, if that person's listening, put it down at our place, by the way.
Hey, Doggies fans and Demons fans that are sitting there and they're going, I wouldn't mind celebrating in fine style at the end of the game, depending, who wins. 150 to 200, this bloke reckons. What would be a nice drop?
Well, if you're going to spend that sort of money, then you're buying a series red and you'd probably buy it and open it up at the start of the game, decant it at the start of the game and have it sitting in a decanter ready to go when you finish. And I reckon you sort of gravitate to some of those iconic wines, like Hemsky Mount Edelston, I think, is around $200. And I think that's an awesome wine. And maybe even the Mount Langiguan Shiraz from down in the Grampians, I think that's around $200. Or you can't go wrong with something like a Penfolds RWT, obviously. But trick is buy something that's big, open it up before the game starts, and then get to it at the end when the team wins.
Yeah, and don't scull it when the final siren goes. Probably a good idea. What about a Piramira wine from the McLaren Vale?
Yeah, they're good wines. Shiraz, obviously, is their strong suit coming from McLaren Vale, although the Cabernets poke out occasionally, look good. But, Piramira is a good little producer.
Hey, George, Brownlow night on Sunday night. It's the Brownlow night for wine. So is it the Jimmy Watson? When's that announced and presented, the Jimmy Watson trophy?
Yeah, it's normally around now, Tim, but it's been delayed because of COVID, and I think it's now in November, December, and, you know, it is the Brownlow of the wine industry, struck in honour of the late Jimmy Watson, that, of course, started the wine bar at the end of Lygon Street, still there, of course, run by the family. And he had a knack for picking wines before they were released. So when he passed away in 1960, they started the Jimmy Watson Trophy, and first one was presented in 62. So it's the award to win every year, and you know, it's always interesting that the winner always pokes through, that sometimes surprises you. And I don't think that'll be the case in the Brunello this week, and the omen bet would have to be Ollie Wines, surely, on the wine segment.
There you go. Chenin Blanc, I don't know that we've ever spoken about Chenin Blanc before, have we?
No, we haven't. White variety, it's big in South Africa. In fact, when you go to South Africa, it's probably about 60% of what they grow, and most of it's drunk in South Africa and through the UK. Chenin Blanc really in Australia is really only from the west, I think, that I've seen, and sort of Great Southern or Margaret River, you see some of the producers there making it. Aromatic white, no oak content, so it's pretty light. But it is a nice variety, but it's just a bit harder to find.
Okay, so if you like, is it more like a Chardonnay or a Riesling or Sauvignon? Like, where would you place it? If you liked a particular brand of style of wine, what would be similar to it?
I think it's probably similar to your favourite, Tim, that it's got a little bit of a Fiano, almost Semillon character to it. It's got mid-palate weight without having oak content. So it's probably not as rich and round as Chardonnay, maybe not as acidic as Riesling. So it's sort of a midfielder when it comes to wine. And you know, its natural fit is seafood. And I think Capel Vale, from memory, made it a little decent Chenin Blanc. So that might be one to look for.
Lots of questions coming through, Georgie, but what about a Tower Merlot 2005? Very interesting. Got it off Len Evans, whoever Len Evans is. So there you go.
Yeah, Len Evans was the original wine raconteur and doyen, and taught Australia about wine. He was an icon, and that was one of his wines. It'd be a decent wine. Probably be ready to go now if it's a 96. It'd be getting close to being ready.
Is it Happy International Grenache Day today, or is it someone made that up?
I'm not sure if it is today. It could be. I'd have to check.
Every
day
is Grenache Day. What's the most premium Grenache in Australia? This is Joe wants to know.
Probably Garenberg, I think, has got one that's probably, it might be a Grenache blend, that's probably around $70, $80. But, yeah, if you're keen on Grenache, there's two areas you look for, Barossa and McLarenvale. They're the two areas.
Now, George, people each and every week that you're on our program, they sit there with their pen poised for your recommendations. What are they this week?
Well, a few people have been asking me about why we're always biased towards red wine, and I said, that's because we generally all like it. But I do think we need to give white a bit of a run, and a few people have been sort of talking to me about Chardonnay, because they know that I love it, and they may have switched off to Chardonnay a few years ago, and they want to get back into it. So an honest Chardonnay that I think ticks all of the boxes and is only going to cost you around 20 is Coldstream Hill Chardonnay from the Yarra Valley. Mm. Now, I've talked about Coldstream before. It's a quality producer started by James Halliday out there in the Yarra at Coldstream. But the Coldstream Hill Chardonnay has just got ripping structure and body, and I think we'll teach people about what modern Australian Chardonnay is. And then if you need a cheeky little red for this weekend, Hentley Farm, Villain and Vixen Shiraz, it's called. Hentley Farm, Villain and Vixen Shiraz. You'll buy it for about 30 to 35.
How did you spell that? Is it Henley or Hentley?
Hentley. H-E-N-T-L-Y. Hentley Farm, Villain and Vixen Shiraz.
Georgie, you've been magnificent as always. Stay well, my friend. We'll talk next week in Grand Final week.
All right. Good luck, Gary.
On you, George. Well,
great Georgie Samios there from Treasury Wine Estates. Hentley, it is. Villain and Vixen Shiraz. And
the Coldstream Hill Chardonnay, around about $20.
It's turned full circle with this interview with Richard.
Where's it at now?
It has swung 180 degrees. Now one of our greatest interviews. That's what's coming through.